I understand that at certain points in your day, you have to deal with other business. Your music is obviously on the audible side of things, but your daily work, I don't know if I'd say your day job exactly, but your day job is on the visual side. What do you do when you're not making great music?
Well, I'm a commercial photographer. And what that means is there's a number of different kinds of photographers. I'm a commercial photographer, so that means that one of my specialties is business portraits. People come to me when they need a picture that's going to be published or be on a website. I mean, my favorite things to do is authors and musicians, but I also do bankers and realtors and professors and authors. And I mean, the fact is everybody needs a picture. I mean, everybody needs a picture, even a plumber. You know, he needs a picture. He's got a website, you know, and he needs a picture that's not going to scare the clients. So that's what I do. There's a market for that, and that's one of my specialties. I used to shoot a lot more commercial photography than I do now, and I think the whole photography business has changed, and if we want to be involved in it, we just have to roll with the punches. So one of the things that I still do is business portraits, because there's definitely a market for that. And another thing that I do is passport and visa, which means document photos. I work in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a college town, and it's very diverse because there's people in this town from every nation in the world. So people come up to my shop and they say, yeah, I need a passport picture. And my first question is, well, what nation is it for?
That determines whether you can smile or not in the picture or whatever.
Well, it determines a lot of things because every nation makes their own rules. You know, Ann Arbor, Michigan is surrounded by rural Michigan, and I've had people that came in from outside of town, and they come in, oh, yeah, I need a passport picture. And I say to them, well, what nation is it for? And they look at me for a long time. I say, is it for a U.S. passport? And they say, they look at me and they think that through, and they go, well, what other kind is there?
You're right.
Because they're from outside of town. You know, they don't know about it. It's like, and I tell them, well, you know, Canada is just right across the river here. And they go, oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, you know, you think you're in the center of the heartland, but Canada is a foreign country, and it's only 50 miles away or 80 kilometers, as you wish. So, yeah, that's what I do. And I have a market for that because people come from miles around. I've had people come that drove 4 or 5 hours to get to my shop because they could not find anybody in their hometown that was willing to read the requirements of, like, a government like Canada or Britain or European Union. They cannot do it. They can't read the requirements. And if they read the requirements, they go, oh, I don't know. I don't know about no millimeters here. And they can't do it. So people come from all over the place to me. And if you looked at my reviews online, you'd see that I got a lot of good reviews from people who are so happy that they found me because I speak metric, you know, like no problem. They taught me the metric system when I was 14 years old. And they said, you have to learn this because our country is going to change.
So, folks, if you want to get your picture taken for traveling around the world, including visas everywhere,
yeah.
Maybe Ivory Photo in Ann Arbor, Michigan is the place you want to go to talk to Michael Huff.